with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The deep freeze across much of the nation continues. National Weather Service meteorologist David Ross says the frigid temperatures will continue and will create life-threatening situations.
The kind of cold we're expecting on Friday over a broad area, and even on Saturday, we're talking like 20 to 30 degrees below average. This doesn't happen every day, and you don't have the chance to acclimate to this kind of thing. In fact, with low temperatures in single digits, highs near 20, it would take a very long time to try to acclimate to that. I just can't. It's the kind of cold you don't want to be outside for long periods.
At least 42 deaths have been reported in states afflicted with severe cold, including three young brothers who perished in Texas after falling through the frozen surface of a pond. NATO's Secretary General Mark Rutte argues that Europe is incapable of defending itself without U.S. military support. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Mark Rutte Monday speaking to European Union lawmakers in Brussels.
If anyone thinks here, again, that the European Union or Europe as a whole can defend itself without the U.S., keep on dreaming. You can't. We can't. We need each other.
He told them Europe would need to more than double its military spending to become autonomous in security terms.
If you really want to go it alone, and those of you who are planning for that, forget that you can ever get there with 5%. It will be 10%. You have to build up your own nuclear capability. That costs billions and billions of euros.
Rutte says if there were a break with the U.S.
Hey, good luck.
I'm Ben Thomas.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 408 points. The Nasdaq rose 215, with the S&P 500 advancing by 28. This is SRN News. A new poll on abortion.
The Marist University survey reveals that 67% of Americans oppose abortion on demand for any reason and believe that the procedure should be limited. 63% think that doctors, nurses, and other medical personnel who have religious objections to abortion should not be required to perform one. Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life, says, quote, "The American people are far more pro-life than the media would have us believe." Michael Harrington reporting.
There's virtually no mainstream support for the anti-ICE protesters who invaded a Minnesota church this month, even from those on the religious left. Brian Kaler of the Cooperative Baptist Fellowship says it will be very alarming if we come to see this become a widespread tactic across the political spectrum. Several of the protesters are under arrest and could face up to 10 years in prison. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
UPS is delivering thousands of pink slips to its employees, the delivery giant planning to cut up to 30,000 operational jobs this year. As it continues with its turnaround efforts, it's also deliberately reducing the number of Amazon shipments that it handles. There's a massive Toyota recall. We get more details about it from correspondent Bill Alexander.
It's for 162,000 pickup trucks in the United States after it was discovered that the vehicle's multimedia displays could compromise driver safety. The recall affects the company's model year 2024 to 2025 Tundra and Tundra hybrid line of trucks. The screens may become stuck on camera view or go completely dark under certain circumstances, creating situations where drivers aren't able to see their backup camera feed when reversing.
As Bill Alexander reporting, a mixed bag on Wall Street. The Dow lost 408 points, NASDAQ up 215. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at SRNNews.com.